Hey y'all, what's up? I'm Simone Rose, and you're listening to the Notebooks and Coffee podcast, where we talk about real life and your mental health. As you know, I'm not a licensed therapist. However, each week I get on here and I share my stories with you all in hopes that I can encourage at least one of you to share yours. That being said, grab your cups and let's talk about it. So, I did a thing. I had my very first Instagram Live last week. It was just like a Q&A type thing to get my feet wet. Y'all know I have been procrastinating for a while now on starting my YouTube channel out of fear. So I decided to get my feet wet and start hosting lives on Thursdays at 7 o'clock. Where we talk about all things mental health. So last Thursday was just kind of like me jumping in feet first, getting my feet wet to see how it was going to go. And it actually went really well. This Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, I have my second live, which is going to be about anxiety and depression, which is a topic, two topics that we don't really talk about often, but I want to dig a little deeper into. And as I was writing my notes out for the live, like what I wanted to say, questions I wanted to ask, different tools I wanted to give you guys regarding how to deal with anxiety and depression, I took a break for a second and then I pulled up Instagram on my phone. And I said I was going to give social media a break and only use social media when it comes to promoting the podcast. Because social media is really starting to stress me out. It is becoming more and more, not depressing because I don't want to use that word, but it is very lackluster to me. It's not really fulfilling. It's not doing what it used to do for me. Like, I used to go on for entertainment. I used to love posting pictures and being a part of an interactive world. But today, like, things are just so difficult and things are just so different than when, like, MySpace first came out. MySpace social media era was hands down the best. I remember having like different backgrounds, having the music play as soon as you clicked on somebody's page, your top eight, all of that. Like, MySpace was it. And it's just not the same for me. So I've been thinking about going on a little personal page hiatus, to say the least. But I logged on to Instagram and I saw that Miss USA had recently unalived herself. And it struck a nerve because we don't really talk about suicide often. And I know we don't talk about suicide often in the Black community. That's no shade to any other race that things are broadcasted and talked about. However, with us, it's a little different. We don't really talk about it. We tend to shy away from it. And it's something that needs to be talked about. Like, there are 123 people that commit suicide every day. And I was researching and I was just like, this, I feel like the number is higher than that. But the last time I checked, which was a couple days ago, 123 people a day decide that they no longer want to be here for whatever reason. And it is really unfortunate. Which is why I always say, check on your strong friends. Everybody that is smiling is not okay. They are not always happy. There was a meme going around, and I think I actually might share it to my podcast page to kind of tie into this episode, but there was Mac Miller, I believe, Robin Williams, Brittany Murphy, you know, just to name a few people that like were all smiling and happy all the time that took their lives. Like Robin Williams was one of like my favorite, one of my favorite comedians. Bernie Mac is hands down my all-time favorite comedian ever. But Robin Williams was another one. Like Miss Doubtfire, like my childhood was lit. I used to watch Miss Doubtfire all the time. I used to watch Aladdin and sing all the songs and, you know, dress up as Jasmine and pretend I was the genie. Like I used to get on my mother's nerves because I would be walking around the house saying genie of the lamp. Like I was a mess. But these people like live the quote unquote life that everybody wanted. They had the fame, they had the money, you know, they had the status, but that wasn't enough for them. And I honestly can't tell you why they did what they did. I don't know if it was pressure. I don't know if it was depression. I don't know if it was anxiety. But to know that I saw a picture of all of these people smiling and it appeared like nothing was wrong, I can almost guarantee that nobody checked on them. Not one person checked on them. Even Marilyn Monroe. Everybody loves Marilyn Monroe. And she was, you know, she was made in the imitation of a black woman, Betty Boop. But she was happy. She appeared happy. She appeared to love what she did. So to know, like, depression doesn't have a sad face. The mascot for depression is not a sad face. Unfortunately, the mascot for depression that leads to suicide is a smile. It's a smile. It is being constantly made fun of because your feelings aren't being taken seriously or into consideration. Like, people are hurting and smiling regularly and ultimately taking their lives because they aren't truly happy within themselves. They are literally suffering from mental illnesses and it's not being taken serious. And it kind of hit home with me a little bit because when I was 16, I don't remember if I talked about this before. I feel like I have, but I can't remember. So if I have, just listen to it again. When I was 16, I tried to commit suicide for the very first time. I was in high school. I was in this relationship where I just was madly in love, like dumb in love. And I remember being cheated on and I was like, that's it. I'm gonna kill myself. Like I was really going through it. And I ended up spending a week in the psych ward. And after that, you know, that's when I was clinically diagnosed with depression and they tried to put me on medication that I refused to take. I didn't have any more attempts. That doesn't mean that I wasn't still dealing with spurts of depression. Because I was. I had just not gotten to a point where the depression was consuming me to the point where I didn't want to be here anymore. And then I dealt with having suicidal thoughts again at the age of 32. And I started having those thoughts after losing Nugget, where I felt like a piece of me was missing and I just did not want to be here anymore. I felt lost. I blamed God for the miscarriage and like I was just angry and dealing with those different emotions, be it anger, pain, depression, lack of understanding. And lack of knowledge, I'll say, because at that time, although I've worked in the medical field for 14 years, I've worked in OBGYN, I never thought that it would be me. And like, I didn't know that one in four women suffer miscarriages. So the lack of knowledge, the pain that I was dealing with, the anger that I was dealing with, and the depression all lumped together. It was just like they were each taking turns punching me one by one. It was just like, all right, you go. I'm gonna hit her next. I got this. It was a lot. And I started having those thoughts like, I just want to be with my baby again. That was it. I just wanted to be with my baby. I didn't care about anything else. I didn't care about anyone else. All I know is in those moments of me having those thoughts, I felt like it would be easier for me to take myself out so that I could hold my baby again. And that's some real shit. To feel like, rather than heal and deal with the depression, the pain, the anxiety, the lack of knowledge, the anger, rather than deal with those emotions and try to be better and try to grow, I felt like it would be easier for me to just take myself out. And all the while I'm having these thoughts, I walked around with a smile on my face. I still hung out with my friends. I still had made time for my family. I would still go see my father on Sundays. I would still spend time with my mom and drive her to wherever she wanted to go. I would still go spend time with my sister and my brother-in-law. I would still answer everybody's FaceTime calls with a smile, laugh and joke. I would still be readily available for those in my life that I loved whenever they needed me, whether it was they wanted to talk about their day, whether they wanted to vent, whether they wanted to cry, whether it was running to the store for my mom or, you know, picking this friend up so we can go here or having lunch or dinner with somebody. I did everything with a smile. And it was very rare. I can count on one hand, how many of my friends asked me if I was okay or how I was really doing. One hand out of 10 fingers, I can count on one hand and not reach five. How many of those friends actually checked on me? And that is no fault to them. I am not pointing fingers. I am not blaming anybody. I'm simply saying, because I was the strong friend, or I am the strong friend, nobody thinks to check on me. And they don't think to check on me because I'm always wearing a cape. Or I was always wearing a cape. I was always everybody's superhero. And naturally, you don't think to ask superheroes if they're okay. Hell, they're busy saving the world, so you automatically assume they're fine. Everything is okay. They have everything under control. It wasn't until I went missing, and I'm not going to say I went missing, but I had literally shut down for a minute. I would say I shut down for like maybe a week. people heard from me, but they didn't really hear from me. Like, I was in and out. Like, I would get a text and I would respond to the text, but then I would go missing again. One friend who, honestly, I am not that close to, but he's a really good friend to me, and we are still building our relationship. He gets on me all the time, because I will go missing, but he gets on me all the time about, you know, not reaching out whenever I'm going through something, because he's always there. And I can honestly say it's the truth. He is literally always there. He reached out to me one day and was like, "Where you been? Like, what's going on?" And I told him, like, "I'm just going through some things." And he was just like, "You know, I'm always here. You can come to the house anytime." He was like, "You know, me and my lady are always here." So I started going over there regularly, like, not regularly every day, but on Sundays, I would find myself getting up, I'm going to such and such house. That was my routine for the beginning of football season. And it went on for a while. It slowed down for a bit, because I had gotten overwhelmed, but it was nothing that they did. Like, I was just overwhelmed with my thoughts and things that I was dealing with, and I didn't want to project onto other people. So I kind of took myself out. But I remembered that, you know, I could always go there if I needed to. So, you know, they have become an important part of my life. And again, this is no shade to any of my friends that are in my circle, because I've had this conversation with them as well after, in terms of me taking the cape off and allowing people to be there for me. And I'm trying to get better at that. But please, 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 please check on your strong friends. If you are the strong friend, I am checking on you now in this episode. I want to know that you're okay. You can send me a message on Instagram. You can send me a message on TikTok, preferably Instagram, because I don't know my TikTok name. I just post the videos of TikTok. So once I get it, I'll come back and let y'all know. Send me an email. Send me a message on Facebook just to let me know you're okay. Because although it's not much, it's so needed, especially with everything that is going on today. Like, in society, everything that is happening today, we all need to be checking on people and not being in our feelings when we don't hear from somebody that we generally talk to every day. Shit happens, and that's okay. But instead of getting in your feelings because you don't talk to this person 2 days out of the week and you usually talk to each other 5 or 6 days, like, really, grow up. With everything that is happening now, everybody needs to be checking on each other, because I can almost guarantee everybody that is smiling on the outside is not smiling on the inside. Like, I made an episode probably a couple weeks ago. I want to say a couple weeks ago, and I remember saying, like, I was scared out of my mind that we were going towards another shutdown. And, you know, I had a few friends reach out. I had a few people on the Instagram podcast page reach out, people that I never talked to reached out on my Instagram page. I didn't know they were following, but heard the episode and was like, you know, are you okay? Like, gave me stuff to do just in case I got locked in the house for however long again, because my anxiety, it kicked in real bad.
real bad thinking, like, ugh, we about to go into another shutdown. Like, I can't do this. Especially not now. Not right now with the time of year is the anniversary of losing Nugget. So I can imagine where I would be right now if we were shut down. I can only imagine where I would be mentally if we were shut down right now. But I'm thankful for those that have, or that did reach out and, you know, say, I'm always here if you need anything. Sometimes that's literally all it takes, is someone hearing you say, I got you. I don't want nothing in return, but I got you. And I'm sitting here like, I wonder if Miss USA, I don't know her name, and I feel so bad for calling her Miss USA, but it's the recent Miss USA. It's the one where the, like, that year that all black girls won. Miss Teen USA, Miss USA, Miss America, whatever other pageant it was. I remember it was just the year that all black women won. And it was so empowering, so uplifting. And I legit wonder if anybody took the time to check on her. I wonder if anybody took the time to check on Mac Miller. I wonder if anybody took the time to check on Robin Williams, Marilyn Monroe. I want to say his name is like Chris Farley, the one from Dumb and Dumber. Like, did anybody take the time to check on these people? Because they appeared to have it all. And it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. Ooh. Okay, so I feel myself getting emotional. And I said I wasn't gonna cry during this episode. So I'm gonna wrap it up. Make sure you log on to the live Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. If you are listening and you are in another time zone, Google it, because that's what I'll be having to do. I don't know everybody's time zone, but I'm appreciative for the listeners that I have. I'm appreciative for the ones that check on me and make sure that I'm okay. But yeah, this is just something to think about. Really something to think about. Check on your strong friends. Hell, check on yourself. Make sure that you are actually okay. If you are having these thoughts, please, please, please speak up. Talk to somebody. Send me a DM. Talk to somebody if you are having these thoughts. I promise you, you're here for a reason. We need you here. I'll catch y'all next week.